Well, most people that are going to read this post, well, note I should say, are going to come away with the conclusion that Epstein Bloodstream Coin was somehow only compromised for the last 5 years, you know, 3 to 4 for being charitable, but it's been compromised for over 12 years, since 2014, because that's when Epstein first started investing in and consulting with Core and Bloodstream contributors. And the only reason that Bloodstream Coin was even somewhat acceptable, in spite of how overt the compromising became, was because it was still effective in spite of all the bullshit poison pilling. As a currency, it was still a better alternative to fiat than anything else. Until, you know, cash came, which is the only actual Bitcoin at this point. So, I digress. That's another topic for another day. The decades of Bloodstream Coin being a viable currency in either camp, whether you side with the Core retards or the Knots evangelists, I mean, it's over. It's over. This is going to be the decade where people are finally realizing how compromised Bloodstream Coin was for a long time. And this will be the opportunity for the real Bitcoin, Monero, Pirate Chain, and non-compromised forms of currency and private currencies to take its stage. And hopefully not go through the same pitfalls or subversive compromising that Bloodstream Coin went through.